Hello, everyone, and welcome to Confessions of an Actress podcast. I'm your host, Meredith Patterson. And I'm doing this episode on a Monday, which is very unusual because I usually launch my episodes on Friday. But Friday was the day that my book came out, and I wanted to have the weekend to kind of process everything. And I'm glad I did, because not only was it the most emotional weekend with the 20th anniversary of 9/11, but I received such amazing DMs and emails and texts and phone calls from friends celebrating my book and telling me that they didn't know I went through all that, just really lifting me up. And I so appreciate all of you for not only buying my book and supporting me and reading it, but the love that you've sent me. It really means the world. And you guys are the ones who are in charge of whether this book is successful or not. You know, it's really up to the fans. And I talk about that in my book. I talk about how the fans lifted me up, and they are the ones who made me a star. When I didn't feel like a Broadway star, you guys were the ones who made me feel that way. And so I still love you so much for all of the support that you've given me. So the book, you guys, the book, it's out. And on Friday, I was so scared. I was just, my stomach was doing flip-flops. I was thinking about all the things that I said, all the things I exposed about myself. And, you know, it's funny. If somebody had written a book exposing all the things that I did about myself, I might be mad. I mean, I might, if I, you know, didn't have any say in it. But it's funny, I've had people say, you know, did you change the names to protect anybody's identity? And I said, no, I didn't. There's some people that I didn't mention their names, but they are not a big part of the story. I just didn't feel it was necessary to say their name. And the people whose names that I did say, is very, very easy to do a Google search to find out who they were when I was describing their position in my life and in the show. And so there's no point of really hiding those names. They weren't names I could hide. And what I actually am saying about them is honestly very normal in this world. You know, I'm not going to give any spoilers, but, you know, this business is full of people who are envious and jealous of each other and don't treat each other well. And there's people in this business who have egos, and people in this business who it's hard for them to be second fiddle. And I'm talking about myself as well. So no, I don't expect these people to come at me, because what I'm saying is my story, my perception, my perspective. And it is part of writing a memoir. You know, I read a lot of memoirs of celebrities who say a lot worse about people. And, you know, this is part of the deal. This is part of what happens when you write one. So if they do come at me, then I will be, you know, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it, as my dad used to say. But you guys who have asked me questions about who people are, I don't know that I'm going to say their names. So there's people who are wondering, who is the fat chorus girl from Wichita, who is now a very famous Broadway actress? I don't know that I'm going to reveal that name, because I thought it was a horrible nickname that this person in the book gave his ex-fling. I thought that was mean, because it's mean to call somebody fat, and it's mean to, you know, it was the chorus girl. The fat chorus girl is that a chorus girl is lower than me. A chorus girl is just the chorus. You know, people say that all the time, and I don't consider the chorus just the chorus. The chorus works a lot harder than the lead, especially in 42nd Street, except for Peggy. So, yeah. Peggy and the chorus probably work the same amount of effort, give the same amount of effort, which is why there is such a connection. You know, there's such a love, and the chorus lifts Peggy up. But yeah, the fat chorus girl from Wichita, I don't know that I'm going to name who that is. And yes, she is a very big Broadway star now. The other one is somebody asked me who the person was that I, and I'm not going to give any spoilers, but that I had the chocolate ice cream with. Not the mint chocolate chip ice cream. And I do name him, but I actually don't remember his last name. Which is funny, because he was my first kiss. But no, the chocolate ice cream person, I'm not going to name either, because she is she's somebody who was in my childhood, and I don't think I need to reveal that. It's no, there's no point in revealing that, which is why those names don't exist in the book. They are just somebody that I was with in this moment, or all those things. And yeah, you guys, it's I don't. So there's a difference between writing a memoir so that it's gossip, or writing a memoir that it's your story. And the guy who edited my book with me and was my writing coach is an incredible editor named Howard Levy, and an incredible journalist. And he was in New York in the early 2000s, late 90s, just like myself. And he, when I was interviewing him to be my editor and talking to him about working on this book, the thing that really struck him the most was the fact that it was during 9/11, and he had not heard of a Broadway performer's perspective of that time, and going back to the theater, which we went back to very soon after 9/11. It was almost too soon as far as I was concerned in my mind. And he was the one that said, this story needs to be told. This story needs to be out there. And this is your story. And the implication of anybody else's reputation or feelings that I had about them, or feelings that they had about me, or the way that they treated me, is on them. It's not on me. And, you know, I admit that I felt less than. I felt like I was the second choice. I felt envious. I felt jealous at times. I felt, you know, like a codependent, all these things I was giving to too many people who were taking, all those things I'm revealing about myself as well. So in terms of defaming anybody, there's really no defaming that's happening. This is what people know in my Broadway community. The people that I mentioned, they kind of already know that that's the character of these people. So if this is where this book could be really, could do really, really well, or no one could ever read it, which I actually say in my epilogue, I say, I'm going to be fine whether or not anybody reads this or millions of people read it. This is my truth. This is my story. This is my confession. This is my experience. And those people were a part of it. And however people interpret what I said in this book, it's not really mine anymore. If that makes sense. My friend Eric Kropp, who I love, and I've interviewed him on this podcast, he's an incredible singer, an incredible songwriter. And he says when he writes a song and he puts it out into the world, it's no longer his anymore. It's no longer, it is his, he created it, but people's interpretation of that song is up to them. Their connection to that song is up to them. And being a songwriter myself, there's a song that I mention in the book, He Made a Mistake. And people think that that song has always been about a breakup. They've said that to me many times. And in the book, I explain what it's actually about. And so it's not mine anymore, is my point. This book is not mine anymore. It is yours. It is the people's book to interpret the way that they see it. Now, I'm using words that are very clear as to what I'm saying, but people might take that in their own way. And that is what art is. That is what being creative is. That's the fear part of it, is that I don't know how people will interpret this book. I don't know how the people that I expose, how they treated me in this book, I don't know how they'll feel about it. One of them is dead, so he's not going to feel anything. you know, it is what it is. And I did it. And I'm not ashamed of what I did at all. I'm not taking it back. And I love what I put out into the world. And there are more books coming, you guys. There's going to be the book, the second book. This is a series of books. And I think that the Hollywood years might have to be a part one and part two, because it's a lot of years. But that's all coming later. It's all coming, you know, a year from now or so. So this episode is really just a thank you to you guys. And if you want this book to be successful, it's really up to you in sharing it. That's the power of social media. The power of this world now is that I can put a book out by myself without a publisher, really have not that much marketing, because I'm marketing with myself. I don't have millions of dollars to do that. There's not billboards everywhere. I'm not on the Today Show. I'm not on, you know, all those shows. I would love to be at some point. That would be amazing. But that is where I am right now. So it is a slow roll. And I'm going to be, you know, it's available in print. It's available on Kindle. I'm going to be doing Audible, because you guys know I like to talk. And I'm going to tell my story with my voice, which is going to be exciting. And I'm going to record that here in Montana over the next couple months. So get ready for that. But I just wanted to pop on here and do this really quick episode, confess to you guys some things, and thank you for listening and supporting me. And remember, you guys, have vision for what you want and be grateful for where you are every single day. And I am so grateful that my vision of this book manifested and it's out there. And it's just crazy. So if you want to get the book and you don't have it yet, the link is in the bio. If you follow me on Instagram, the link is in the bio. Go on Amazon and search Meredith Patterson and you will find the book and you will order it. And you guys can ask me where to send it for an autographed copy, as I know a lot of people want that. So all those things are coming down the pipeline. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I so appreciate you.